Hello.
Your brother, Mr. President.
Thank you.
The President.
Hello.
Hi, Dick.
How's everything going out there?
Oh, pretty good.
All right.
The market looks pretty good here.
Right. Sure.
I was sitting here in a friend of mine's office, a broker, and
right.
Up about 8. Looks good.
It may start up now. It had to come down because our inflation program is going to be so effective they have to get the water out. But it'll start moving up now.
Oh, sure.
Incidentally, I'll probably come out down to that,
Eisenhower Memorial.
Yeah. I was hoping to stay a few days, but I probably won't. Just come out for, to do it on Saturday and maybe come back Sunday or Monday. But I'm going to maybe stop and see the Oklahoma game on the way out.
Hey, that sounds
good. That's good. I talked to Eddie yesterday, too. He seemed to be feeling all right.
He feels good. We've got to get him busy, though. He had to resign this.
I know that, yeah. Well, we've done pretty much, that. I think they've gotten something with the state of Oregon or something, or Washington, or...
Got to get him up there. He wants to stay up there. Hell, I've given him lots of opportunities down here, but damn
it,
Galen won't move out of there,
He's got the foundation thing, of course, but I think there's some state of Washington job they've had him now, haven't they?
Well, he hasn't told me about it.
I think that's right, yeah. They got something with the environment.
Up there in that local area, that's where he seems to want to stay.
If he wants to stay, and that's a very tough labor market, see? Mm-hmm. They're just so over, they have so much because of the airframes being down. And consequently, it's just hard to find anything.
That's right. Really rough.
Right.
And I'm going to, Thanksgiving evening, I'm going to Atlanta, Georgia for a meeting, and then... I'm going to fly right on back out for so I'll be, Clergy and I are invited to come down to the memorial.
Fine.
Memorial.
Fine.
So I'll be flying from Atlanta on the night of the 26th myself.
I see.
To get there. And
going to California.
You're right.
Yeah.
Great. How are the...
Fine. Julie's here this week. She's
that's good.
Because of David's school and everything, and so we're just fine.
Right. Listen, there's a program here that Ed... mentioned. I don't know if he did to you on the telephone or
not. No, he didn't mention anything. A program out there?
On this filtering system for separation of water and oil, taking oil out of the water, for the bilge water and also for just a breakthrough that is, this man, I happen to be the guy, one of them that found this fellow. A couple of friends. One fellow's a big supporter.
Right.
Ray Murphy, a wealthy fellow. Always supported heavily. And we found this guy who has no education, but he's an Oklahoma boy that is a genius. And the Fort Belvoir have been testing his unit out of 126 companies. His company is the only, filtering system is the only one that came up to anything near what they wanted in the way of, to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
He can separate that damn water out of the oil, and it's pure enough that you can drink it.
Boy.
It's unbelievable. The Navy people have told him that he's accomplished what they hope to accomplish by 1985. And he's the only one of the 126 companies that had a program. He said the guy that heads up Fort Belvoir told me directly, told Ed this, that without this man's system, that they wouldn't have a program for this cleanup of the oceans, with a Coast Guard's going to take care of. Here's what the man needs. He needs some encouragement. There's a fellow that, a very good friend of Eddie's, that needs to push the services here to get these damn things through all the red tape, if you know what I mean. This man is a former captain of the Navy, Meyer Minchin. You want to talk to Ed about him. This fellow he's for 10 months now, he's a wealthy man from Texas. He's had oil out there, and he is working for Chief of Naval Operations on a special project, trying to help him accomplish, to push
right.
him through
right.
for no pay at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he doesn't want any part of this, but he wants to see this program go. And here's a fellow that I think it would be, Ed should get involved in it because he knows him. He's known him for years
right.
in the Navy. And he would like to get involved in being able to, in other words, expedite some of these programs that you are trying to get through.
Aren't
getting through.
Mm-hmm.
And by God, he's the damnedest expediter I've ever heard of. I was with him just 2 different meetings that I just sat there just to listen, and I was very much impressed with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it'd be worth your time to meet him sometime and just hear what he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
And let Ed be the one to bring him in, not me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that he's trying to help Ed, too, same as I have here, and trying to get Ed established in something.
Maybe the best thing.
I'd like to see Ed get involved in this filtering deal. Ed is very excited.
The fellow that knows about it is John Whitaker on our... maybe he could talk. He's a geologist.
Ed talked to John Whitaker and told him about him. And John Whitaker, Ed said, now, if John Whitaker does something about it, fine. If he doesn't, he can't do anything more than that. Now, that's what Ed did.
Yeah.
I'm telling you about it directly because, Dick, I'll tell you, if this thing can be pushed and gotten through this within this next year, it'll be one of the real plus for the political campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you could see what this solar will accomplish, you can take, you can upgrade jet fuels from JP4 up to JP7 for a few pennies.
Mm-hmm.
As an example, JP7 costs about 36 cents a gallon. JP4 is only about 10 or 11 cents a gallon. And he can bring those...
When did he talk to Whitaker about it?
Just last week.
Time to get to talk to Whitaker again, and then now... I have to rely on him, you see, because he's the expert. He knows how.
Could I do this? Could I call Whitaker and ask that he might call Minchin and let Minchin tell him what he thinks of this? Minchin is somewhat of a geologist, and he's in the Navy. He knows how important this is to the services.
Sure, you could just...
Every Navy ship, you know, is going to have to, and all these tankers have to be cleaned up.
Sure, that's fine.
Is that all right?
Absolutely, sure. No problem at all.
Well, look, are we going to see you when you come out?
Well, if we can be there for more than a day or so, yes, I think so. If we just have to come out and back, it depends. We're pretty busy right now because of a lot of foreign stuff. But we'll be. If we are, we'll see. I'll give you a call certainly when we're out there.
We had. We heard your dinner. We were at the dinner in Los Angeles. I took Lorraine and Tom.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I sold three tables to the thing. I could have sold 20, but.
Well, that's great.
I'm kind of in an awkward position to go out.
Of course,
and
I know.
Tables,
no, you mustn't. Yeah.
Three of them real easy, you know, just boom.
That's great.
We took a couple of seats ourselves, but that was a great program. It went over great. And
Bob Hope was good with me.
Good things. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, Bob Hope was really good with me. He's a great patriot.
Real fine.
That's why I'm going out, you know. I shouldn't go out for the damn thing because I haven't got that much time. But
you're doing it for Hope. Hope has done...
I'm not doing it for the Eisenhowers, but I've done enough for the Eisenhowers, but I've just got to do this for Hope.
Hope is... this is his baby, you know.
It's the one he's one charity, and that's why I'm going.
That's right. He's really... he's put everything into this thing, I'll tell you.
How'd you like Australia?
It was very interesting. Very... there are good people down there.
Fascinating country, isn't it,
Beth? I tried to say the right things to these people.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Right. But it's really exciting country.
You're
a young man, it'd be a place to go, wouldn't it?
A
lot of possibilities.
These people down there are not lazy. They're very aggressive.
Well, no, they're out there like the Americans used to be.
A lot of opportunities down there.
Well, we'll see you at least next week at the Hope thing and maybe another day, too,
right.
Okay?
We've got a new house, you know. We're buying a new place over, and Lorraine and Tom's going to buy ours.
Oh, is that right?
So when you come up, we'll have to have you look at it.
All right, okay.
Did you, perchance...
Where is your new place, in Laguna?
No, it's right here in Newport. Still close by. It overlooks the bay, though. We got a better view and a bigger room. I've got an office I'll have right in my home.
Good.
Rick's about ready to go, I think, this next month. He's right down to the wire on the thing, and he hasn't decided yet.
Is his number coming up?
I think so. Say, Claire Jane asked me to ask you if you had an opportunity to see the note that she sent back about the furniture.
The list? Yeah, I saw them.
She used to have in Alexandria. Do you want to sell this? Do you want us to hold it, keep it, use it?
Well, listen, let me... I didn't get a chance. I'll raise that with Pat tonight. I just didn't... Frankly, I'm glad you reminded me of it.
There's a little folding table. We can...
Yeah.
We can use it in the house and keep it for you until you want it, or you can...
I think
you want us to...
The only one that in our family really cares so much about that is Julie, and I'll see if she wants it.
Well, she could use it. Why, what's
it
for?
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.